Doug, I've never had that experience.
I know you know how to run a shovel, though.
That I have had experience. Good to hear you, Doug, again.
Well, sometime when you're done, we'll have to have lunch.
Great. I'll hold you up to that.
We'll do this as a joint hearing, I presume. All right. We'll get started. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 1:30 p.m. on Wednesday, March 25th, 2009. This is an informal hearing of the North Dakota Public Service Commission, a meeting in the Public Service Commission hearing room on cases numbered PU0939 and PU0940 relating to a service area agreement between Montana Dakota Utilities and Montreal Williams Electric in the Stanley area. Being considered today are both the agreement and the public convenience and necessity certificate. This is Kevin Kramer opening the meeting. Commissioner Kalk is not with us today. He is in Fargo, where he still has a home in transition to moving to Bismarck, so he's dealing with flood issues in Fargo, but Commissioner Clark is with me. So with that, I would ask Tony for any comments.
Just good afternoon. Welcome. Look forward to hearing more about these cases.
With that, what I think we'll do is just take, for the record, everybody's appearance. Jerry Lean from the PSC staff is here and has been dealing with it. With that, we'll turn it over to MDU and then to Dale on the phone. So start with Dan.
Dan Kuntz, Associate General Counsel, MDU Resources Group.
Tammy Eberle with Montana Dakota Utilities.
Ken Callahan, District Manager in Williston with MDU.
Doug Dixon, former Williston Manager for MDU and now Labor Representative in Bismarck.
So, and Dale, if you would introduce yourself and who's with you there, that'd be great.
Okay, I'm Dale Haugen. I'm the general manager for Montreal Williams.
And I'm Chris Brostoon, assistant general manager with Montreal Williams in Williston.
Great. That is everybody. With that, I guess we will deal with this as in one consolidated hearing, even though it's two cases related to the same issue. And I think, do you guys anticipate, Dan, that you would sort of introduce the issue and then we'd go from there?
Yes, Commissioners. This is a joint application by Montana Dakota and Montreal Williams for approval by the Commission of a service area agreement under Section 49-03-06, which was enacted in 2005 to allow electric providers to enter into service area agreements subject to the approval of the Commission. This service area agreement is similar to others that you've seen before you. The Commission is familiar with the statute. I can go through the elements, that the legislature has prescribed for these type of agreements. They're to encourage harmony and operational efficiency, promote safety, discourage unreasonable duplication of facilities, assure adequate and reliable electric service to consumers and territories, and provide antitrust immunity to the providers that negotiate service area agreements. Mr. Dixon and Mr. Haugen can probably confirm this, but it's my understanding that this agreement was initiated basically at the encouragement of the City of Stanley. It involves includes the existing corporate limits of the City of Stanley. We have the service area agreement map here that in front of you. If you take a look at Section 1.1, it provides that Montana, Dakota would serve the existing corporate limits as well as the area kind of on the south and west that's outlined in kind of the reddish-orange color. And 1.2, Montreal Williams would serve the area which is outlined in yellow on the north and east side of Stanley. Section 1.3 provides that, except as otherwise provided in the agreement, the parties will not provide service in each other's area, except they will continue to provide service to their existing customers within the other service area. It's my understanding that Montreal Williams has some customers in the area that would otherwise be the Montana Dakota area, and they will continue to serve those customers subject to the other terms of the provision, which would allow for exchanges and that type of thing. the agreement does allow the companies to enter into specific arrangements where it makes sense to where we can more efficiently serve or possibly trade customers if they want in the future. It deals with future expansion of the city of Limits and how those issues would be addressed. It's my understanding the agreement has been received the approval of the city of Stanley. The agreement runs through December 31, 2013, and will automatically renew for successive five-year periods unless either party provides notice of their intent to cancel it. There's additional provisions in there about dealing with franchises and certificates of public convenience and necessity, which I think are consistent with the requirement of promoting harmony and operational efficiency. From Montana Dakota standpoint, we believe these service area agreements are beneficial. It allows the companies to work together and recognizing each other's territory, but still working to serve customers more efficiently. Customers understand better who's authorized to serve a particular area. It's safer from the standpoint that it's a clearer understanding of whose facilities are in what area. Operational efficiency, we're not, by having these types of agreements, the companies aren't basically incentivized to go out and build facilities just to put stakes in the ground for the future. So we really believe that this is a good agreement and consistent with the legislative enactment. So if you have any questions, we'd be happy to answer them.
Looks like a nice, clean map, that's for sure. Dale, anything that you'd want to add from Montreal's perspective?
I'd like to amend what Dan's comments are with a comment on the exceptional service and workmanship that MDU has provided Montreal Williams Electric Cooperative. We have definitely experienced in the past through agreements such as the Common Use Agreement of sharing transmission facilities, sub-transmission facilities, and they have just been superior towards their attitude and workmanship to MDU, and I feel this will continue. This is just another step forward.
Very good. How about in terms of either members or customers, depending on the utility, have you had any input or any comments, concerns, calls, or anybody even notice that, I guess, good, bad, or otherwise?
I guess from my point, this is Doug Dixon. Early on last year with all the oil activity up there, there was started out with questions as to who would serve, and Dale and I guess early on were trying to figure out who is going to serve what made sense, but it was causing some delay and some questions back and a slowdown for the customers. And a few of the people talked about why can't we get something better that would make this easier, so we knew who to call when we had a question. Sure. And then it just kind of went from there. I think Dale or Chris filed with the city for a limited franchise, and the Public Works Committee over there wanted to meet with both of us, and one of their big questions was, how does the service territory thing like Bismarck did, how does that work, and how could we come to that agreement? And they requested, or I think it was a request, not a mandate, but said that they would like something back right around the first of the year, presented to their committee as to what we could work out. And in that process, Chris and I worked out the map, and somewhere along end of November, I came to Bismarck.
What is the status of franchises in Stanley right now? Do both companies have similar franchises or not?
I know we hold one there. I don't know if Dale would have to answer for their side. I don't know,
Dale,
if they ever got it or not.
Yeah, Montreal Williams holds a limited franchise, meaning that if we serve any customers within the city limits of Stanley, we have to approach MDU, and MDU has to acknowledge it and agree to serving it. We do not have an exclusive franchise, and we did not intend or plan on ever providing an exclusive franchise.
Sure. Would this With this service agreement, do you need to have an amended franchise of any kind, or does it not affect that at all?
That our legal counsel is going to have to look, because we will have an exclusive area if the city ever expands into our service
sure.
area agreement. That franchise may
right.
have to be amended.
Okay.
Right now, the map that indicates this Montrose Williams a service area is not included in the city limits.
On this map, you would then be serving the, they've got a new camp that's sort of north of town, right, that they've constructed for the oil field workers?
That falls outside this agreement.
It is. It's further north than that, even.
Further east, yes.
Or it's further east. Okay.
Well, I noticed when we were up there for a hearing on a pipeline, there are a lot of extension cords around town. I thought maybe somebody was stealing somebody else's electricity.
Have they finally got that mapping done? Wasn't that? I think it was related to. Oh, you were in a different car, weren't you? So there was a guy explaining it to us. It had to do with seismic mapping. They had, you know, extension cords kind of running everywhere to
all over town.
Yeah, they were hooking up, I think, whatever they map with. I don't know what they are. But have they picked those up, Dale, or are they still up there?
Still under the snowbanks.
I suppose.
I bet they are.
I just got
that was the seismographing the town and the logical formation underneath, so that's correct.
Jerry, anything you wanted to add or comment on? We've got your memo.
Staff recommendation is to approval.
All right.
Okay.
Anything else? If not, I think we've got everything we need. We'll put it on the agenda for 2 weeks from today, I suppose.
Yeah, it'll be in Brian's agenda, but I'm sure he won't have any concerns. So.
Okay. Very good. Thanks, everyone. We'll close the hearing.
Thank you, Commissioner.
All right. And Dale, thanks, too. I got your envelope and very much appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet.